Papers of the Rebbe, in volume 10, this is letter number 3064, Baruch Hashem, the 29th day of Mar Cheshvan, Tavshin Tezvav, Brooklyn. This is the Rebbe writing another letter to his Mechutin, and he was he comes from the Rav Shitzer. He sent to the Rebbe, he had a Sefer Torah, and we had previous letters from the Rebbe to him, and Morenu Shmuel Abba Sheyichya Shapiro, Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe says, I want to hereby confirm, receiving your letters already from the past. And the reason the Rebbe said why it took a delay in my response till now is because for some reason I did not get the chance to make a photocopy from those letters until yesterday. Apparently he shared with the Rebbe some letters that were sent to him, this Rabbi Shapiro, and the Rebbe wanted a copy of this, but he didn't get a chance. And the Rebbe says, since I wanted to return to you the actual letters, because they belong to you, because they were sent to you, so that's why, and I didn't get a chance to copy it, so that's why my response has been held up until now. And the Rebbe says, please forgive me for that. And the Rebbe says, as we are entering to the month of Kislev, which is the month of miracles and redemption. Miracles, redemption of the Alter Rebbe, miracles, redemption of Hanukkah, but the miracles and redemption are tied to the dissemination of the light and of the luminary. The light and the luminary, that was part of the miracle and the freedom and the redemption. The Alter Rebbe who was teaching Hasidus. So let it be the will, let it be the will of Hashem, that also the light that is amongst us in each and every one should add to our own light, whether it's physical, whether it's physical matters or spiritual matters. So we should be illuminated and increased by our own personal light. In addition, the Rebbe says, in addition to the act of light of itself, is when it is light and when you can see, then you can evaluate and you can test all matters that are in your life of the person. If you have light, you can sort of, if it's dark, you can't see, you can't figure out, you can't choose. But when it's light, so also in the life matters that are in person's life, whether what's good, what's bad, what's false, and what's truth. And therefore, if you have the light, basically, then you can go securely on the path of life. You can go, if you have the light of Torah, basically the luminary, then you can go without worrying that you're going to stumble, you're going to fall, because the road is lit up. It's a light for you. The Rebbe said, I want to thank you once again for the Sefer Torah. The Rebbe wrote in the previous letter that on Rosh Hashanah he got an aliyah in the Sefer Torah that he sent him. I wish you from my heart that that everybody should come to a place where desire of your heart and your wishes is not only because we have to, we're commanded. We should each one say, as we say on Hanukkah, Shechiyonu v'kiyemonu v'giyonu lizman hazeh, that we have lived and we are sustained and we reached this time. So we should say it, not because we have to say it, because it's Hanukkah, but because we feel that. We feel Shechiyonu v'kiyemonu v'giyonu lizman hazeh. And we should do it in a way of joy, as we understand the bracha itself. When do you make a Shechiyonu for good and happy news? So therefore, this should be done in such a way. Your Mechutin, who signs off with blessing for good health. And the Rebbe points in the note over here, the PS, that I'm attaching these two letters, and for sure you will confirm that receipt that you got them, and thank you. So here the Rebbe is writing to his mechutin, both telling him that he was delayed because he needed to make a copy and it took some time, so he didn't confirm it until now. And the Rebbe says, while we're in the month of Kislev, which is the month of redemption, so the Rebbe is saying that let the light, the luminary of Chassidus, and this also illuminate our lives. And when it's light, you see direction, then you know where to go in the light. And Rebbe blesses him also again for the Sefer Torah and says, when we say Shechiyonu, we should not only say it because we have to say it, but we should feel Shechiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu l'zman hazeh, and this is for good and happy things. So the Rebbe is blessing him to only have good and only happiness, so that the bracha Shechiyonu is really said because you actually feel that you're reached and things are great for you.